Kedvach, welcome back. Tzolem enjoyed Hanukkah. We're in Reish Samach. We did 2 weeks ago Sif Aleph. It's a little complicated and we didn't finish. I would like to just go back over Sif Aleph a bit quicker and move on. Let's start. Chabad says, Hamaiti Begala Bekoisel Yoshin. If you find an item in a a heap of stones, or because the ocean in the old world, Shein Zeichem Mi Bana, you don't recall who was the one who built it. And we don't have a chazaka that was in his family, a legacy, him, his father, his grandfather. Then halacha is Harehu Shemoitza, the Moitza is allowed to keep it. Vahu provided Shehele Chaluda. Since it was hella chaluda, it became rusty and old. Shani oima, then I could be toila shall akum hakadmainim hu. It was from Molo de Gaakum. For who provided Shimzena mata mata tif tif kedera kolamat mayunayas hayishonim. So if you know that it was there for a long time, you know it predated this Bailim's existence, ownership, and his family, his father, his grandfather, whatever, his ownership, then you're allowed to keep it. And like we mentioned last time from the Sma, which is really the Rosh, and even if you have a tzad that it was there for, let's say, 3 days, his father, his family was there for 3 days, and you have a tzad, maybe it's his elder zaydis, or maybe it belongs to a goyim, you're still allowed to keep it. In Asafik, you're allowed to keep it. Which is a chiddush din over here. Why we hold that when Asafik, you're allowed to keep something, the chay should be Asafik, should be Yemunach, or why you a bigger yachas to it, why you're allowed to keep some this thing than any other type of aveda that we have halachas to, that when it's a suffix, you're not supposed to keep it. But that's the halacha, that if you, even if you have a suffix, then it might belong to a guy and it's yours, because a guy, you don't have to give back the guy's aveda, or somebody before, even if it wasn't just a guy, we said that maybe if it was even a yidz, but he was mayayish, we had a preacher that said, not like that, the preacher holds, that if it once belonged to a yid, we assume that faket he died without being miyayish, and his yarshim don't even know to be miyayish. Good, but if you could be toiled with a goy, you're allowed to keep it even if it's a safek. However, continues the Mechaba, avalim marim advarim shei matmin chodesh, but if it's apparent that it's a new matmain, I feel an istapik layadava, even if it's a safek, we're not sure. It might belong to the present owner, or maybe it was there from Amal, many dairies, and it belonged to Goyim, and you should normally, if on that side, you're allowed to keep it. But since it's a Safik, Harezeh lo yiga behem. Here, since it's a Safik, you're now allowed to touch it. Why? Shem munachim heim sham. Maybe it was placed there now. It's not even an Aved, it was stored there, and they're waiting, the Bailim are waiting, they're going to get to it eventually, they're going to pick this thing up. So we asked what's going on. Before we just said if it's a Safik, you're allowed to keep it. And here it seems from the Mechaba, in this part of the Mechaba, if you have a Safik, you're now allowed to keep it. Okay, now even touch it. And the terz we gave from the Meraim Yisada was that when you have an Aveda that you are supposed to pick up, so now you picked it up, that was before. It was an Aveda, so you picked it up. Now you have the Shailas, who to return to? What, did it belong to a guy and you're allowed to keep it, or did it belong to this owner? And you have to give it back, so you have a suffix. It's yours already. Now you picked it up. Now, shaking over here, that you have a tzad that it might not be of an aveda altogether, because maybe it was placed there, it was stored there. So if you're not an aveda, who gives you right to pick it up? It's a suffix. Don't touch it. Because maybe it was placed there. That was a chilek that we said from the Meraim Yisado. And we had problems with it. Like Yitzchak had problems with it. Good. But that's a chilek. Hopefully tonight, later, Miyat Hashem, if I remember, we'll go back to it. There's another pshat to be miyashev this chilek. We're going to get to it. All right. So this is a simple halacha. If you have a shayla, when it was, if it's amol, if you could be toiler, it's very old, you see it was an old treasure, so then you're allowed to keep it. But if you have a chshash, maybe it was from the Hainta Gabaylam, then you got to give it back. There was a shayla like this, in the Malamed Lohoyel, he had the following case. It's in Chela Gimon and Zion. He had the case that a person, I believe it was, he bought a house, and in the, and he was digging once in the backyard, let's say he was putting in a swimming pool, Vesiknish, but then he was digging, and he found a gigiyos, jugs filled with coins, golden coins. He wanted to know who owns these golden coins. It was a third party who found these golden coins. So who is entitled to keep, maybe not entitled at all, maybe you have to give it back. What's the din on these golden coins that were found? So he says like this, nice chap, obviously from here, but he says like this, he says, coins have a date on them. You know they weren't lost, or they weren't placed in that ground before they were minted. So he says, if the date is 1903, so now you can go back. If it was in the family till 1903, so then this is halacha, you have to give it to the Bailam. But if we know that was beyond, we know that 1903 till 1920 belonged to a guy, and this present owner or his father only first went into this in 1920, then the halacha is, you're allowed to keep it. Because you're allowed to be toilet. It was shasach tfei, it was old, it was buried there. You know that it was from Ambal, and therefore, even mitzad asafik, you're allowed to keep it.
But isn't it possible that people had coins that were older?
What do you mean? No, I'm saying, but we found these coins.
We handle coins that are 10 years old.
No, 10, I understand, but you can't. It couldn't have been buried there before they were minted. So if it was minted in 1903, we know that it had to be buried there in 1903 or beyond. So let's look who owned it since 1903. So Mameli says that if we know it was always in his family, it belongs to the family. If we don't know it was always in the family, because it was at the beginning, we see there was once a guy, then you're allowed to keep it, because you know it was there for a long time. So Mameli, you're allowed to be toilet who belonged to the guy, and Mameli, you're allowed to keep it.
What about
the
1700, coin from the 1700s?
Right.
You know, that's what I was going to say. You don't have to come out to minting. Everybody now, they just found there, it's all right. They can figure out exactly when those coins are from. That
wrote it,
what was his name?
Eric. No, I understand. So Zazain. Okay, good, but that's the same thing, the same idea.
It's not being minted per se. You can figure out what.
Yeah, good, but that's the same idea. But I'm just saying, but you know it's only from then and onward.
I'm saying, but you don't know backwards. Say, back when 1700, it could be the guy who put it there 10 years ago.
Correct, but we don't know. And no, well, 10 years ago, the halacha has to be shasek. So you see that it was there for a long time. Once you know that it was there for a long time, and now you're mesupik, is it this person's father, grandfather, the previous owner, two owners ago, three owners ago, etc. So as you're allowed to be toilet, it was from Akim HaKad Meinu, you're allowed to keep it. Even mitzad asafik, we say you're allowed to keep it. And maybe it's fine.
Find it,
the founder.
Not the owner.
Correct. To find the founder, he's allowed to keep it.
Why don't you say
the Chatzah Shalom Kainer Shalom Yedaiteh on the... So we're for many reasons, good, that's the Shainim, but Lahalacha, you should remember two reasons, Shaila, which one's Lahalacha, either because Chatzah is not kind of something which is not ruggled to be there, it's not normal, I don't have to, when I own the Chatzah, Chatzah Kainer Shalom Yedaiteh is kilo like, I anticipate there's possibility that something doesn't come there, but this is totally unexpected. The Mordechai, it's not something that's usual to come there, so the Mamel Makatsa can be kinda. Or like Taisis, Katsa can be kinda, Davish Hivil Himatse, the Besaif, I'm going to find it. But something that's buried in a way, or it's tucked in a way that I might never find, it's not Hivil Himatse, it's not Hivil Himatse, Makatsa can't be kinda. All right, so Shaila in the Ramon, Reisa Meches, which the Ramon really means, and how we pass can. Good. The Akhrani really go with both, but fine.
Brings out a different thing of you. Sma says, only have to go on this kind.
Yeah, yeah, I
wasn't here,
no, it's fine. I skirted the Sma. You could have asked the last time, too. Yeah, I skirted the Sma. I didn't want to get into it. The Shah has its problems. So, and it's not La Loka. Ricky Vega on the side and the Sivis, and they all bomb that's not the Taz. Everyone bombs that's not Pshat. All right. Mansiv Katan Dalid is Bada. Over here we have a Svar, Shema Munachim Heim Sham. Maybe they're placed over here. So the Sma, you remember at the end of the Sif, we had a Chilik, whether it's on the inner half of the wall, the outer half of the wall. See, once, because the inner half of the wall is where the Bailam normally use, and the outer half of the wall is where the people, the Bai people, the travelers, tuck their Chveitzim in. So how come in the Reisha aren't we being Mechalik between the inner half and the outer half? So the Sma says, the Bezen, Tzif Kandala, the Bezen, in this case, by Matmain, Ein Chilik ben Munach Mechetzia Letzad Chutz, or Letzad Pnim. It doesn't make a difference. Why? The Bekeisu Yoshan, Dumya de Gal Katani, that was the other case, a Gal. The Ein Derek Shimishbo, normally we don't bury it. It's a Kaisel Yashan, we don't not mishtamish with it. If you have a shelf or Kaisel Chadash or that, you see it's usable. It's people access to these pockets, these crevices in the wall. But if a Kaisel Yashan, it's not the normal way, the standard to use it. Maybe they buried it, but it's you want to say that you put things there and you want to retrieve it, we don't normally do it. So therefore it's irrelevant, the inner half, the outer half, because we're not talking about the normal use. We're talking about someone buried something. If you're burying it, so it could have been anyone who buried it. That's what the smell. The Maisa Demiri says something similar. The Meir also says that over here it doesn't make a difference. But he says because you didn't find it in a chur. Sha'al Haderach. Normally, you tell me it's like there's a little crevice, so it's open to the outside, open to the inside, so that's where you tuck your stuff in. But this is talking about, he said, Bein Sidu Levana. It's like deep behind the cement. Oy Betecha Afu, in behind the dirt. Mamela, this is not how it's normally accessible. And if it differs, it's a matman, it doesn't make a difference. It's irrelevant to in the half, the out of half, it doesn't make a difference. Fine. And the Maisa is a shach over here in Sif Cotton Hay, very small but troubling shach. The shach says, Lo Yiga Ben, Im Hu B'makim Sh'Rav Yisrael Metzuyim Sham. If it's in a place where Rav Yisrael Metzuyim Sham, then Lo Yiga Ben, then you shouldn't touch it. But if it's what? But if it's in a place that Rav Goyim, sounds like the shach, then you could be toila, it belonged to a guy, and Mamela, you're allowed to take it. That's what seems from the shach. This halalach is only talking about when it's Rav Yisrael. Frek the Nesivis and Sivkot and Dalid, what's a chilik if it's a yid or a goy? That achshash over here is that it's not even a veda. Achshash is Shem Munachim Himsham, maybe it's stored over there. So, Lemazagin, you're right. You could be Toilu is Rav Akam and a goy stored it there. So, who gives you a right to steal? You know, Gezel Akam is also. Who gives you a right to steal? Aveda's Akam is Mota. But there's not an Aveda. Someone stored it. And let's say we could assume we could be Toilu, maybe the goy stored it. But so, Zain, so how you let her take it? Gezel Akam is also. Only Aveda's. Why is it Vudumim? He stored it. He's coming back tomorrow. He Bedavka stored it there. I still my chveitzim there. He stores his chveitzim there. People do that. In the wall, the wall's on Aladerech, so it's not, you know, not a problem. That was the minig, right? So it's in the older days. They stored stuff. They made matmoinim. Why they do it in your thing? So you put it in Shoshalim Yadans, he's Mishtamish Mishus. Oh, we'll worry about it. He's a guy. Nishkafel, he's a guy. But that was the minig. So how you allowed to take it? It's That's as I fract the Nesivis. And he blibes Shreya, he says, Faket, we're talking about even if it's Ravakim, it doesn't make a difference. Now, Lamai says, if you look in the Meiri says a Loshin over here when he's talking about Gal and Kaisel. The Meiri says slightly different. The Meiri says it's talking about a Gal that they were about to empty, and it's talking about a Kaisel Yoshin that they were about to knock down. So halacha is that when you have a kaisel yoshin that's about to nagdian, all of a sudden it turns into an aved, even if you stored it there, because it's right now vulnerable. If you don't take this item, it's going to the garbage. It's going to be hauled away. So therefore, it turns into an aved. So like the Miri's pshat of the sugya will be very geshmak. So it was an aved. So even a guy did it. The only problem is it doesn't really fit in the machabe. The machabe says loyiga behem why shem and menachem him shami. You're not supposed to touch it. Obviously, we're not talking about that it's going to be carried away, cut it off, because if we're talking about a kaisel that's being removed, we mean, it's going to turn into aveda right now because it's about to be taken away. And it begins in the case of the machaber, that's munachim shom, what's going on? All right. Now, lamaisa is, there's another problem here. The Magen Mishnah, the next case of kaisel chodesh, the Magen Mishnah is that's in the case of kaisel chodesh, we're talking about an iyesh aruba akum. And Memela on the Chetzai Ulachutz, you're allowed to take it because, again, you're allowed to be toilets from the Akam. You have the exact same Kasha, it's even says Kasha. So Zayin, it's Kaisel Chodesh, and you're allowed to be toilets from an Akam, but it's not an Aveda. It's the Goy put it there, so Memela should be the din of Munach Sham, it should be a regular din of Gezel Akam. It's Lechayro, what's the chilik between this case and that case? I don't know. Elamai, he holds that over there, when it's a chur, pesuach l'shesarabim, that's yet considered an aveda because people aren't supposed to be storing there for long time, long periods of time. Mashenkin over here, that it's buried in, it's a matmain, and therefore, yeah, and now it's not considered aveda. I don't know, but...
Yeah, well, interesting is that people are finding it, and it's going... Another boy is going to steal it anyway, so it's like an
abater. Oh, so that's what I'm saying. So if it's a case of chur, like the second half, so maybe I can hear that. But our case is talking about a matmoin that's not really easily accessible. You don't really see it. It's tucked in there, and people store it there for long periods of time, right? And that's why the Sma says nothing to do with chetzel lefnim, chetzel chutz, or it's a kaisel yoshin, the Sma says. Either way, but it's talking about it's not easily accessible. It's not readily accessible. People, I don't have to assume, are going to get to it. So the memela is not an aveda. Memela fract in the sivis. What does the shach want? Who cares if Rav Yisrael or Rav Goyim? It doesn't make a difference. It's an aved. It's also. So I saw that the Avni Choshen, I didn't understand him 100%, but half of what he said is, he wants to say the shach is going to Shitosai. Gezel Akam is also. Many places come out Gezel Akam is also Medaraisa. Tashak wants to suggest later on, Shimem Ches, I believe it is, that Gezalakim is only also Midrabbonan. Rameli wants to say that since you have a Sofik, because maybe the guy was Miyayish, we don't know who it is, right? Maybe it's Gezalakim, maybe it's Avedizakim, we have no idea. So Natsad, it's Roiv Goyim, and I can be told it's a Goy, and now I have a Sofik, so Sofik Dirabbonan Lukula, I'd be allowed to take it. That's his tzad to be miyashiv the shak. Lamais sofek derabbanan lekula. Lamais says we pass pashas, we pass in gezalakim as asim midaraisa, and this would not be an etza. Others wanted to be miyashiv the shak, a dove chodesh, and say that just like avedis akam is mutter, so to anything that belongs to an akam is mutter to take as long as you're not taking it from him. So if you're taking it out of his rishus or taking it out of his hands, so it's gezel. But if it's not in his rishus anyway, it's on the road, so even though he never, it's not an aved, he knows exactly where it is, they want to say that that's also b'chlal aved zakim. Because gezel akim has to be like vayigzol tzakanis, you have to mamish take it out of his possession. Also a chiddush then.
What about taxes?
Yes, if a guy's parked the car, you could just like to take the car.
What about taxes? Cheating on taxes?
You know what?
You're not taking anything?
Well, that's a whole different thing. That's called Avkos Avo, and I'd rather not get into it. It's a whole shaila. If it is the Avkos Avo, it's not for now. But it's whatever. It's a whole Maimon Musga. But and if you like this chat, you'd be able to take the guy's car or anything else. Or his stuff by the beach and by the park and just walk off with it. Yeah.
By Yid also, there's a gradation in Gezel, but they take it from the Yishus.
No, by Yid L'Choyra, it's also, even Avet, one second. I feel Avet is Israel, Yoiv Gzela, like we had in the beginning of Ration and Tess. It really is not so nafkamina. But in the Goy, that Avet is Akam is Muta, and on the Gezel Akam is also, they want to say that as long as it's not in the Tzushus, it blibes like an Avet and it's Muta.
Gezel. So you're saying the
love is
in
Gezel. Correct. Now, I'm saying what's because in Hilchus that din that Avet is Akam is Muta, that Hafkah that the Torah gave us, Avet is Akam is Muta, that is. Any time that's not his rishus, Mashen came by Yid. We don't have that, of course. Fakir by Yid, even Aved, if you pick it up, I'm not the guy. He's late to begin with and tells you even Gzela. So
and Chrami. There's no letter if the Yid is
Krumbi. Yeah. Anyway, that as I. Clearly not. I don't know. For Kradi, you should know that's a whole different maim and really not for now, but there are the Machlek is Apaizkum, Machlek is Beishmu, a lot of many Makarchaim, many Achrainim. Hashem, if you have a pekodin of a goy, and he are you allowed to be mishtamish with it? Shalem yidaita. Normally, Yishor Shalem Midas is a gazlan. But if it's already by you, and he doesn't know about it, it was a true case of Maril, he had silver goblets, and you wanted to deck your table for Pesach, to make your table pretty with his silver goblets, you have a right to do it. Or is it mishtamish? It's a shayel, it's a gzela, you're being goy. Well, no! And they say similar lumdus, not really this. Some say pekodin is different, and this is even without the hilchus pekodin even stam. It's not as sure. It's a mamela. I'm allowed to take it. It's not a problem. It's a davar chodesh. I would tell you not to rely on this, but shine. Well, we see if you see, then see if it's held. Not like that. I mean, see if it's held. It was gzela, and it's awesome. All right, let's continue.
There's also a chance that a guy would be meyayish because the goyim won't have to return.
Right, but at Pashas, he's not going to be a Miyasha because he Padavka placed it there on purpose. He placed it with the understanding that he's going to come back to pick it up. So obviously he wasn't scared.
But if there's a possibility that a guy might find it, he knows he doesn't have to.
But obviously he didn't really entertain that because otherwise he wouldn't have left it there in the first place, right? The Kshash is Shem and Menachem Meim Shem. Maybe it was placed there Padavka. All right.
The Shach himself says by that case, of Shem Shalom Yudas, that it's also, so it's a
rather sound of Shem and Shem. Yeah, the shock over there in the beginning. Yeah, I'm asking. Anyway, don't rely on that anyway, yeah?
What happens if you can assume that the person that put it there died? So by going, there's no
Yorshin. Why not? They're Yorshin. Yeah, they have Yorshin. Only thing is that if they don't know about it, so again, you might have this dinner. If the Yorshin don't know about it, then blibes Aveda. Sorry? Yeah, they'll have Yorshin, yeah. But anyway.
So what, blibes Aveda?
Otherwise, if there wouldn't be Yorshin, you could say even the. The
Chadosh
means that it's not from years ago, it's from the last.
I don't know, it doesn't say, maybe the Loyiga, but you're not allowed to touch it now because the guy put it there, it's coming.
It means the last couple of years, it's not a long time ago.
Right.
But you're talking about a case that you can assume.
That what, the illness for sure died? And does the Yorshin know better or don't they?
They do know.
They do know better? I'm saying, but the Yashin Goy Yashin anyways, it's not a problem. All right, let's continue. The Kaisu Chodesh. What's the case of Kaisu Chodesh? Because till now we're talking about Kaisu Yashin. So what's the other case? Kaisu Chodesh. What's that? Ta'ainu sheyidu she'avayisiv shelzeh shudosham banu. We know that they built it. V'lo yotzu mishusam. It never left their possession. So therefore, metziya nimtaz boy. If it's on the outer half of the wall, who shall might say it belongs to the finder? Why? Because whoever left it there was already miyayish. I feel a yesh by simon, even it has a simon. But who provided shehel lechaludu? It was very old, so you see, it was there for a long time. Shavadi nisayish shabayil of mimenu kiven sharach lo yisham hayomim. And why doesn't it belong to the owner? Why can't the owner's chutzah be kind of this? So either you can say for the same reasons as before, or you can say, no, here you don't really have the same way. It's not Hivalimbatse. This is not like a matmoin tif in the wall. This is on the outside, easily accessible. Probably someone's going to find it. So it's a double, which might be, yeah, Hivalimbatse. Maybe not Hivalimbatse by the Bailam, so maybe, yeah, problem. But over here, the Rishonim say more. The Mashal, we had a pshat last time, we had a pshat that the Rama holds is that blibes like Avudu Mimeno Mikoladim, blibes like Zutu Shoyam. The Rishonim who say it like that in the Rambam, yet over here in this case, don't say this thing. It's not a Vudim Mimen and Kol Adam. Someone's for sure going to find this thing. It's easily accessible. Elamai, the reason why you're not coming over here, the Rishonim says, because it blives a chotzer shenim shtemeris. Because probably someone else is going to get to it before the Bailam are going to get to it. So it's not Meshumalai, so his chotzer cannot be koina. But good, so therefore we know his chotzer can't be koina, and you want to know whose it is. Well, the Bailam don't usually mishtamish on the outer half of the wall, so it must be it was from an outsider, and that guy was miyayish, because he was there a long time. However, mechetzi ulufnim, if it's on the inner half of the wall, then the child of Balabais, then it belongs to the Balabais. Afilum helechaluda. Even if it was helechaluda, belongs to the Balabais. Why? It's there a long time, let him be miyayish. Sok the shach, which is Rishonim, she'im balabayis shecheh cheftza yamim rabim. Balabayis is not, he could leave his thing, it's in his house, it's in his wall. He has no problem leaving something there for a very long time. He's not going to be miyayish. It's not even aveda. He plans on coming back to it. Just because it's there for a long time, there's no indication that he doesn't know of its whereabouts. It's not a problem. So therefore, in this case, that's the chilek. Outer half, it belongs to whoever finds it, because it was sure not the Bailam, and whoever did place it there was miyayish. The inner half belongs to the Bailam, because he placed it there, and it was never miyayish. And we mentioned that the goyin is midayik. Dafka, when it's yidua, right, that was the lashon. Dafka, she yidua, she avayse shazesh udacham banu, v'lo yatzim yishusam. If you have a suffix, maybe even there's a tzad suffix that it predated the owner's family, it came from maybe someone beforehand, then Enechanami, you're allowed to keep it. That's what the Goyin's Medayik, again, because it's a Suffolk, just like we said before in the beginning, from the Smaz Rosh, that if it's a Suffolk, Hamitzmik Aver Al Araya, and you're allowed to keep it. And here we asked that Lachay it's a Pella, because we, the Meraimi saw this Chilik was, is that when do we say Hamitzmik Aver Al Araya when it's a Suffolk? Only if you know for sure it's an Aveda, and you just have a Shiloh, who to give it back to. But if you have a chshash, maybe it was munach sham, it's a shem, lo yiga boy, shem, even if it's a suffix, you're not allowed to touch it. Well, here you also have a suffix, maybe it was placed there, maybe the Bailam placed it there. So why over here is the Goyin happy to say that Hamitza make a veral of rai and you're allowed to keep it if it's a suffix? What's the chil between this case and the case right before when we have a chshash by Matnun Chodesh, I feel in the stapik lo yadava, harizeh lo yiga boy. We blieb shreya last time, maybe tonight we'll have a teretz to this. All right. But that's what it says. It's over here, it's out of half is yours, the inner half is the Bailam. Yet another case, which the imhum amale kalach kaisel, if the item is filling the entire kaisel, so now you don't know which side it came from. It was one item, so it only came from one person. Did it come from the balabos and it extended to the outer half of the world? Did it come from the outside and extended to the inner half of the world? The adalach is chokim. Since you have a suffix between you and the bailim, it's yachleiku, you're going to have to share it. Afilum kala kaisel mushup, even if it's angled, it's tilted, it's slanted. We're not going to say that really started in one place and rolled down to the other half. So if it's mamala kala kaisel, the halacha is it's yachleiko.
What does that mean? If it's mamala kala kaisel, how could it fall back?
So I guess it's mamala enough of the inner half and the outer half. First of all, you could say it's something was like standing up and tipped over, or you could say it means that it was, let's say the kaisel is 4 feet wide, so the inner 2 feet, it was mamali. So it has 1 foot from yours, from the outer side, and 1 foot from the inner side. Really, maybe it started off at the edge and rolled to the center. But now that it's in the center, so it's half on the outer half is standing in the outer half of the wall, and half is in the inner half.
I see that. I tried that pshat, but what do you do?
All right, fine. You have another pshat?
It was sticking out into the house.
Oh, good, very good. It was sticking out. It was protruding out of the wall, and it rolled into the wall to be mamalek kol
hakoisim. Yeah, but again, it's sticking out. You're talking about a wall of a house, a wall of a chutzah.
Wall of a chutzah. Sticking in a wall of a chutzah.
Then he didn't put it away because half is sticking out.
Right, but it was obviously hanging there. It was being stored there. Well. Right, go it, whatever. And only thing is, it was right, and it just slowly over time rolled into the kaisam, all right, whatever it is, fine. As I try, very good. All right, let's move on. This is halacha. Fine, let's move on. That we're talking about this. Talking about coins, silver, cotton, whatever it is, items. It's no indication the item itself where it's coming from. Avosakin or a knife. Now a knife has a handle. We don't hold knives by the blade generally. Avosakin or kiss. Or if you have a bag. Humachiach al atzmi meizim makam ba. Sham, why? Sheim hasakin urutzuis hakis letzad chutz v'adai mechutz bo sham. V'hi shom moisev afilu mechetzi olufnim. V'imhim letzad pnim him shabalabais afilu mechetzi olufchutz. Where is this yad hasakin? If the handle is facing the outside, you know it came from the outside. If the handle is facing the inside, you know it came from the inside. So to the strings to this bag. If the strings are from the outside, you know it came from the outside. If the strings are from the inside, you know it came from the inside. No matter which, even if it's Mamala Kol HaKaisel, this Haychacha makes it not Yachayko, this Machacha.
You can put it either way. Knife, I understand.
Yeah, I guess it's like the bag with has, like, I guess a little stronger strings, whatever, I don't know, a stronger handle, like that's how you were carrying it to the wall like that, and then you just tucked it in like that. All right, fine. And the Shach points out, this is Masha, even if it's Mamalek Kol HaKaisel, we go bust of the Mechiach. If you have a good indication, that indication is better than having a suffix and saying Yachleiku. Fine. That's this halakha. Let's.
No, I thought even if it's on the other side.
Yeah, even.
That's
good. Fine. Sounds good to me. Pashas, that would be the case as well, because this is an indication. I'm not sure. See, Mamale is a suffix, so this is an indication. Say it's Mamish on the other side, that. All right, but yeah, I'll take it. Fine, let's move on. All right, comes the Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel. You know what, let me just say the first part of Sif Gimel is still connected here. Ba'med v'amurim zot mechaba shemichetzei ulefnim shal balabayis. When do we say that the inner half belongs to the balabayis? Kishu utoyein shu shalai. You go ask him, and he says, yeah, it's my item, give it back to me. Even though it's a davashim b'simin, whatever it is, give me my item, it's mine. Oy shahaya yoyresh. He inherited this house from his father, whatever. Then sh'anu tainin lai, so even though he doesn't know whose it is, we'll be tainin for him, shem shel aviv, who maybe it was his father's. Aval, but if he's an honest guy, if he says, look, it's not mine, I know it's not mine, then harei yishom maitza, then the maitza is arakibah, because you know it's not the balabais. And if it's someone else's, that guy was for sure miyayish, because it's talking about it's hella chalud, it was there a long time. So memela, you're allowed to keep it, find his keepers, because it's not his, and it's not, and if it was someone else's, it's miyayish, memela, you're fine. A chiddish, it's pashut pshat, it's not such a chiddish, it makes a lot of sense. If the guy's made it, so does badin k'me'edim, then that's what the Rav HaMagid says, and memela, you're fine. Now there's a steerist diyukim here. Let's start at the beginning. It says, b'med v'ramurim kishu tayin shu shalai. He says, it's mine. Then, belongs to the Balabais. Whatever the Balabais says, I don't remember. I don't know. Might be mine, might be not. I don't keep track of my face. I have too many to keep track of. I have no idea. What's the halacha then? So in the ratio, it sounds like, Davke kishutoin shir shalai. But if he's masopik, he doesn't remember whose it is. He doesn't remember if it's his. Then the finder can keep it. And then at the end it says, no, only im hoide shem mitziya reishu moitzeh. Only if he's moitzeh that it's not his, then the finder can keep it. It's a stira. And even menebe, what would it mean, she'anu tainin lo'i shemesh ala vaysev? It's as long as it's a chshash, right? When we're tainin ala, he doesn't remember, but it might belong to his father. So it's only a chshash. Shema, it was his father. Tainin lo'i. And so you see that even by a shema, he can still keep it. So why in the beginning do we say that only if he's tain shu shalai he's allowed to keep it, but if he says he doesn't remember, it belongs to the finder.
Doesn't Jeffy Arish, Jonathan, and Lo, wouldn't that be included? These tiny
Shema. It's only a tiny Shema.
But his tiny Shema is the same thing showing Yorish.
So I'm saying, you see in the case of Yerusha, Natan, Leishema, even Shema Shalav, if it's enough that it belongs to Baal HaBayis. So why at the beginning they have to be Kishu Tain Shu Shalayich? Even if he says, maybe it's mine. Even if he's a Zavik.
We have other cases like that. When a person says, any Yudea, we say, oh, you should have known. If you don't know, then you're on the back.
Okay, very good.
But the Yarshan, that's something else, of course, that's a real Shema.
Very good. So the Imri Bina says this. Imri Bina in Dayanim, Seif Simin Mem Gimel, makes the steers to Yukim. And he says, Enochanami, he says that Avada Safik normally would have been good enough for you to keep it, for the Balabais to keep it, Avada Safik, but it's, the indication is in Mechetzio Lefnim, must be it's yours, your father's, whatever. But the guy says, I don't remember, it's my item, and he's supposed to have remembered, I even wondered if you could invoke this today, but he's supposed to have remembered, and you don't remember, it's a Reyes, so why don't you remember? Must be you're playing games with us. Maybe really it's not yours, and you're trying to keep something that's not yours. Umeila, we're going to give it to the finder.
Lefnim, that's
Mechir
itself.
Even if it's Lefnim, but if the guy says, I don't remember.
Lefnim,
Mestam it's his. But if he doesn't remember, it's a Shtiko Reyes, why doesn't he know his items? Elamai must be, it belongs to the finder. That's what Nimri Bina says. Again, to invoke it today, I wonder, because I'll talk for myself. I don't know the items I have. I don't think anyone in this room knows the items that they have. I mean, we know most of the items, I hope, but certainly not all the items. Oh, Itaka owned this book. Itaka, no, you don't even know what you own, right? No one keeps track. Baruch Hashem. So if that's the case, I wonder how this works. But I guess you should have known that you stored it there. Maybe you forgot you stored it there. I don't know. All right, but say that's what the Imre Bina says. Fine. That's really the Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. This first part of Gimel really goes together. Now we're going to call the second half of Gimel. Really, is a new, slightly new set of halachas. And I just want to give a shtickle hakdama. There's a hakdama that if we had till now an indication, Mechetzio Lefnim indicates that it belonged to the Baal HaBayis, Mechetzio Lechutz indicates that it belonged to someone on the outside. There's going to be a new type of indication called Azlinim Basa Basra. If things turned over, let's say in the hotel, and you find something, you want to know whose it is, you could assume it was the last guy's, because if it was the guy before, either the last guy would have found it, or the guy before would have taked it out, you know, checked before you leave an apartment, renter, your tenant there, the tenants go, this apartment goes and goes and goes, the tenant of the tenant, a chos and kala apartments, you find something, you want to know whose it is. Well, if it was the previous guy, they would have taken it out when they checked, before they leave, they checked to make sure nothing, they didn't leave anything. So if they left, must be it's not theirs, because otherwise they would have taken along with them. So must be it's the last guy. It means it's a new type of indication to use that Azlin and Basa Basa. We go after the last person. That's what we could assume it's the last person.
Before you go there, I'm just curious. Ba'med Mamurim is really the Rambam's Svora. He says V'yirali. Rambam says V'yirali. This is his Svora that you got the Titus. So is that possible? Other Rishonim would disagree that they don't, because they don't hold it as Svora of the Rambam that, you know, it's a Avudim Menu. And the whole Rambam sheet that.
You're talking about Siv Gimel? What? Right.
It's Yerali of the Rambam.
Correct.
So other Rishonim obviously don't necessarily agree with
they that. They don't necessarily, although the other Rishonim, many of them do bring it down. They do bring it down. I don't have anyone who really argues with the Rambam on this, and it makes a lot of sense. If you're Moida, it's your Moida.
No, I'm on it to that, but I'm just saying, I was curious whether it was Tom Rishonim.
Why is it Rishonim?
How Chatzah works.
But and if you learn like the other Rishonim, Chatzah can be kind of because they're in Hoivali Matzai. What, because your chatz was kind of against your wishes? Or whatever, without even though it didn't belong to you, your chatz was kind of. But I thought chatz is not kind of. Chatz is not kind of because they know even limotay or because it's not shchiach to come to you. Whatever the reason, chatz is not kind of. It's a memel. If you were moida, it was not yours. So it's not yours because your chatz can't be kind of and it wasn't yours. You were moida. Okay, so that's where we're going to get complicated. So are we talking about a case where the seich is there, the seich is no longer there? Pashtis, ruba de ruba of the achrayim, rishayim is much like that as well, that even if the last guy is also not there, he left, and now it's a vacant apartment, I'd rather be toilets the last guys than the guy before. Why? So first of all, every person when he leaves checks the apartment, right? So the last guy only had one checking. The guy before already had two checkings because he checked and the last guy checked. And the third guy before had three checkings, him, the second, and the last. So I'd rather be toilet with the last guys than the ones before. That's one svara. Sorry?
The last guy checked.
the last guy checking is not so reliable.
Itak is not so reliable, but I'd rather say one checking that reliable than two checking, right?
One miss
rather than two misses. That's one Svar D'Achreinim say. Another Svar D'Achreinim say is because while the last guy was here and being mishtamish with the apartment, he would have found it. Not just when he left. He lived in the apartment for some time, even a night, a day, whatever it is. So if it was the guy before, while he was living there, he would have found it. So it's mistaver, it wasn't the guy before, and if it was only the last guy, and just, you're right, he didn't do such a great job on his last check, memela, it belongs to the last guy. That's la halacha, that's how we should be going.
Let him find it, and nothing with it, he didn't pick it up.
Why wouldn't he pick it up? But it has a halachas. What do you mean? He's a shayim eterim mitzvah. He has halachas if it's a yesh baisim and aim baisim, and we'll see tonight.
It's the owner of the apartment.
I know, apartment's going to keep his items in a rented out apartment. I mean, maybe we'll keep a fridge there, something that you're not walking away with. But
he put it in the predecessor will come and claim it.
They didn't come now. Why did he pick? I mean, every Aveda, you're supposed to pick it up and do something with it. Whatever the halakha you're supposed to do with that Aveda, you should have done. Obviously, you didn't because it was yours, and now you just left. You forgot. You left something there. Oh, Zakin Venel Lefi Kvayle. Okay. B'chai Gavna, we'll talk about it. Now, this svara, before I even go further in this Hagdama, once we have this svara, Grada the Goyin and Sifkotin Tess wants to touch up. And here where I said I'm going to revisit this issue. And just hold for a second. It's very simple, Chedron. Go back to the Sif Aleph. We said in Sif Aleph, when you have a Sufik Matmin Chodesh, Hareze Lo Yigabem Shema Munachem Heim Shom. Don't touch it, even though you could be Taylor as a Matmin Chodesh. You don't know. Maybe it was like an old one that belonged to a guy. Maybe it's a new one and someone just plays it there. Don't touch it. It's a Sufik. You're not allowed to touch it. And we asked, what do you mean? The Rosh Hashanah said before in the ratio of Sif Aleph, that when you have a Sufik, maybe it belonged to this guy Zayd, it maybe belongs to a guy, you're allowed to keep it. What's a chilek? We said, Maram Yisada says, there was a chanaved, and here you have a kshash, maybe it's not even a ved, maybe it was munaksham, so you're not allowed to touch it. The Goyin says something different. The Goyin says, in Sif Kontes, you know why that case, by Sufik, you're not allowed to touch it? It's because if you have a Sufik, was it there from Amal? And it belonged to a guy, or was it there now, and someone just stored it there? I was leaning in Basa Basra. We have to assume that it was just placed there now. Because if it was placed there most, probably someone would have found it in the interim. So you always are noita, as late as you can get, you always noita it happened later. So when you have a suffix, it's a matmun chodesh, you don't know you have a suffix, lo yigaboy, because you're a suffix, you don't have a real suffix that once was a guy's, because Azlina Basa Basa, now it's not a guy's, now it's for sure, someone now, and Mamele it's a balabas, so someone just placed it there now, not a problem. But the ratio of Sif Aleph, where it was Shasach Tvei, it was Tif Tif, matmun, we know for sure it wasn't in the last 20 years, that we know for sure. We have a chash, was it this guy Zayda, or was it Friedrich Gador, or did it belong to a guy? So there, Bechai Gavna, you see, Basa didn't work. You know, there for a long time. Oh, B'chai Gavna, we're going to say, it's a Safek, it's a Kaveral of a Raya. Whole new word. Means a Goyin Ho is not because it's because Shema Munak Shem, so you have no right to touch it. No, the word is because you're invoking the concept of Azimim Basa Basra. We're going to assume it happened now. But without that, and even in that case, you'd be allowed to take it. Tamitzim Mechavel Avraya, Sofik, you're allowed to keep it. It's not a problem. It's only because Azimim Basa Basra, we have to assume that it happened now.
It's a different one. The same Basra you're saying is the guy left something in the closet.
Correct. And the Goyin Vaistois holds that this same type of lumnus could be applied to even in the world, because people will eventually, over time, have passed by, just like this guy was snooping and found it. Last year's curious snooper would have found it as well. And the previous year's curious snooper would have found it as well. So what happened? How could this item be there for such a long time? So if it was there for Taka Shasach Tvei, so in the Chanami, we see somehow people aren't snooping, aren't finding these things. But if it's a Matan Kodesh, you don't know, so then you have no right to be Taylor. It's not even a Suffolk. You have no right to be Taylor belong to the guy from Amal. It's for sure happened today. Memela, that's why Lo Yigaboy. Memela, if that's the case, we can answer up to. We had a problem with the Goyin on the second half of Sif Aleph. The second half said that if it's Biyadua, that it never left this guy's rishus, or his legacy, his father, grandfather, then halacha is mechetio lefnima belongs to Baal HaBayis. And the guy was medayik, but he says, but if you have a suffix, it might have belonged to the guy. You're allowed to keep a mezrik of elavarai. And we asked what's going on in this sefer of Sefala. We're talking about that it was yehimunach. It might have been placed there just now, whatever, even if it's chalut, it might have been placed there by the present Bailim. And he has no problem keeping it there for a long time. That's what the Shach says, because Bailam keep it there for extended periods of time. So why are you allowed to keep it? Why? We say, why are you allowed to keep it? L'chay, you should have to give it back to the Baal HaBayis. It should be a suffix, what's going on? So like the Goyin's Prat is very gishman, because nothing to do with, because it's Munach there and you have a suffix in Lo Yigaboy. Not like the Merim Yisada. The word is, you always is leaning Basa Basra. That's why you're not allowed to keep it. But if something which is Shasek, and you see that for some reason people aren't snooping there, so there goes your concept of leaning Basa Basra. You want to say that probably happened now. I know for sure it didn't happen now. It's chaluda. So for sure it didn't happen now. Oh, now for sure it didn't happen now. So back to the suffix. Back to the suffix. I'm going to make a vala raya. Allowed to keep it. So now it's mefurish in the goyin. He answers up the goyin. The goyin lechitasi gdishmak. It's mefurish in the goyin. Even if the chshash, maybe it's the present owner who placed it there and is not even mimiyayish, still you're allowed to pick it up and you're allowed to keep it. I'm going to make a vala raya. It's only when your chash of to be toilet to happen from a guy with a mole, and you're really not supposed to be toilet that because azinim baza basra, then it's lo yigaboy. But if any time it's a suffix, hamezim kever l'orayin, you're allowed to keep it. Even though it's in his kaisim. So achreinim handle why isn't it considered a muksa? Because he had Rekiv Yeger has a whole arichas on it. It's really not for now, but. You have a very good aura, but Pashas, he doesn't have a shame muksak on it, even though it's in its koisel, and that's it, whatever. And goyin holds you allowed to keep him, it's a gorilla, Mariah. So it's miyashiv the goyin, it's miyashiv all the diyukim, very nice, if Allah comes out kishmai. But what comes out shver is, back to the $1 million kasha, vasep is here when you have a suffix, you're allowed to keep these avedis, and all over and throughout hukas avedim mitzim, whenever you have a suffix, dov shem by simin. And it says, Yishloim Midas, you're not allowed to keep it. Maybe he didn't know about it and he was already Miyash, but maybe not. So you're not allowed to keep it. If it's a selfie, you should be able to keep it. Should be able to make a Varaya. So that we already said the Rosh got out of it because there you knew for sure it once belonged to a Yid. So there's like the Chazaka, like a Marikama. The Shankin here, it might have belonged to a guy. So there was never a Cheskos Marikama belonged to Yid ever. So then I'm going to make a Varaya. Levi's called Kesha from Mechza Yisrael, Mechza Akam. There are Kashas on this, but at least the state. At least in the Goyin's Pshat, very geshmak. He's mimes Pshat in the Gemara, good. But that comes out that whenever you have a suffix, Hametzim Gavrel Avraya, you're allowed to keep it. Fine. All right, let's go back to Hagdama for the second half of Sif Gimel. It's very important Hagdama. One is that you have this concept of Zinu Basa Basra, and even if the guy Pashas left. Now, another thing is that the Chotza, when the last tenant left, the house is still not going to be koina. The Baal HaBayis of the house, even though it's a vacant room, it's a vacant apartment, the Baal HaBayis will not be koina with chotza. And why not? So the Rosh says, because, you know, this is a rented apartment. Today you're going to rent it, you're going to rent it again, rent it tomorrow, probably, it's not a dova hoivali matzei. The Baal HaBayis are probably not going to ever find this, because tomorrow's tenant's going to find it before the Baal HaBayis gets to it. So it's not a dova hoivali matzei. And other Rishonim say, because of chazishinim ishtameres, whatever it is, but Pashas from the Rishonim, not all, it's not Muskim, but Pashas, the way we paskin, even though Nesivah somehow, I know it's going against everyone, but the way, put aside the Nesivah, the way we paskin, the Baal HaBayis' chotz is not koina, because, either because of chotz shenem shtameris, or because it's not hoi v'limotze. So memela, if it's a vacant now, so then it's lina basa basa, you have to assume it was the last guy's thing. If the Baal HaBayis is living in the apartment, then he's zecher going to find it, and it's a chotzer mishtameris, then A, his chotzer could be koine pashtis, and even if not, but as Zelina Basa Basa, we have to assume it's the Baal HaBayis is now. The Baal HaBayis is there, so let's assume that everyone's checking when they left the apartment worked, so the previous zecher took out all the stuff, so now it's going to be the present zecher, or the present Bailim, who's there now.
So the Bailim is there now. I'm living with the goyim.
Either they moved in or they were living with the goyim all along, correct?
The same room.
Right, like you have like a, right, in the same quarters, right. Correct. Wherever the Aveda was found, and let's say it's a corridor, a hallway was found in the lunchroom of this hotel, or whatever it is, so they were living together. So Memeilo, you're going to have a problem. So you now have to entertain now the Bailim. See, till now we're talking about just Seichem, but if the Bailim is issuing there, so now we have to assume maybe it was a Bailim. If there are two Seichem, then it belongs to both Seichem, or we're going to have an issue. Because if there's two Seichem with a Dov Shem Bezimin, or three Seichem, then the guy was Miyayish, and then you're allowed to keep it. But at least, getting back to, not to get confused, we have a concept, it goes Basa Basra, and the Chotza, once it's vacated, will not be coined unless the Bailim are living in there. Now, if it's together with Goyim, so like this, if the goyim are living there themselves, even if it's only one guy, you're right, Azlinim Basa Basra belongs to a guy, he was already, it was an Aveda, so Aveda's Akam is Muti, you're allowed to keep it. But if there's a Yid living with a guy, so now you have a Suffolk, you don't know if it's the Yids or the guys. Now you're going to have a problem. Now you're not going to be able to keep it unless there are many goyim. If there's a roiv goyim, three goyim, so then we're allowed to be toilet. It fell from the guy, not from the yid. Or even if it did fall from the yid was meyayish because he assumes that probably the guy got there first and will find it and will never give back his aveda. So what we're going to do now in the sif is it's a machloik.
The goy and yid living together, and the yid loses it. He doesn't think that he thinks the guy is going to give it back to him?
No, so if it's only one and one, if it's only one and one, he thinks he's going to find it before the guy is going to find it. If there's only one and one, he'll find it before the guy will find it. But if there's Roy Vakum, then he's going to assume that the guy will find it before himself. Memele, he's already Miyayish now. Memele, you're allowed to keep it, because if it's a guy, you're allowed to keep it. If it's a yid, he was Miyayish, you're allowed to keep it.
He didn't find it.
Right, neither of them found it. You found it, an outsider found it, right, I guess.
Well, so why should he assume that the yid's going to find it?
Nakamon?
He's not the guy she needed to be found.
If it's one and one, he's not Miyayish because he assumes that he'll get there just as quick as a guy. He might.
He didn't find it first, you found it.
How does he know that you found it?
I'm saying,
anyway, when it's one and one, so he's not Miyayish, now that you found it, you got to give it back.
Why? Maybe because the guy found it, you give it back.
We don't know, but the yid wasn't miyayish yet, and you know that you found it, so you got to give back. You can't keep something that was no yish. But if there's roiv goyim, then the bailim are already miyayish because they think that the goyim will find it. Memele, you're allowed to keep it.
What do you mean by one and one? He's still there, you have.
Right, a yid and a goy are still there. If the goy left already,
the yid left now. So goy doesn't.
And what's with the apartment now? It's empty.
Yeah, now the new guy came in.
Oh, now I came in. I'm the new tenant. So again, I know it's not mine. I know it was from the freedik because it's either the yid or the goy.
I'm going to say I'm going to find it before I left already.
Yeah, but he'll also say that maybe the other guy won't find it either, because just like I didn't find it, and the next tenant will find it.
Well,
and the next tenant, which is you, a yid, is going to give it back to me. If the next one is a guy, then we have a problem. Yeah, if you're going to stage enough goyim in a row, then you create a roy of akum type of a mitzvah. It's just on the number of tenants, even if they're not your consecutive, simultaneously.
I say you're renting the goyim in yin, so why would I?
Well, I'll see. Let me see who moves in next. I'll wait, hopefully a yid. When I see a yid, I'm not miyayish yet, because he'll find and give it back to me.
Well, why don't you go back and get it if he knows about it? He's thinking about it.
He tried, he looked, he didn't find it. No, he's not Miyayish. He's hoping he didn't do such a good check. And the next time we'll find it.
So what's the simon, Marco?
Yeah, well, I'm there. It's obviously mine. I'm there. It's obviously going to be mine, right? It's Markham. It's Enochem Markham Gadol there. It couldn't have been lost except from me. All right. Now, what the machloikis is going to be, how to tie up the machaber is, are we talking about that the Bailam are there? Bailam is not there. It's a real machloikis of Shana. Are we talking about that they left already, the apartment's vacant, or everyone's still there? It's irrelevant, really, in halakha. The way we paskin, from Rav Akrin and paskin, that there's really no machlekes lahalakha, just machlekes and mitzis. How does that sign the case? So we're going to read through the machaber and we'll see which akimta works the best. We can really see it's a problem. It really doesn't shim either way. But okay, let's start. Lefikach zok the machaber. And this is also Shia Lafika. What does it have to do with what was said before? I will hopefully get to it as well. Lafika Zakta Machaba. Im Hoya Maskila Acherim, if it was rented out to others, Harei Heim Shal Seicha Achrein, it belongs to the last tenant, even a Dovashem by Simon, because we assume it must be it was that person. Who else? Who else did it belong to? The one before, two guys ago? That guy checked and last guy checked. So either he's here now, so the previous checked and he should have taken it out, so it's not his. Or if they both left, fine, not a problem. So they both left, so we have to assume it's the last guy is one checking rather than two checkings failed. However, the miskiru legimel akum. However, if you rent it out to three akum, ka'achas at once, Hare Asai Pundik, he created it, he made it into like a hotel, a Pundik. V'chala nimtza by anything that's found here, afilu batei chabayis, hare yushu maitze, the maitze ke keep it, but menesha, ain achi yachal litan shem shaloi, no one could claim it's his, oishu tamen was buried there, shari also Pundik, and it's with three goyim, so the loser, even if it's a yid, it was certainly miyayish. First, you could be told it was a goyis, and even if it's a David Sheish by Zimin, and the yid brings this Zimin, so what? He was zichem miyayish because he's living in an apartment together with a bunch of goyim. He knows for sure that the goyim are going to find it. Well, he assumes the goyim are going to find it, and he's going to be miyayish.
Why three goyim?
So Gerada, that's a good shayla, excellent shayla, $1 million kasha. First of all, could be all you need is two goyim, and that will be a roiv. Just three together. It's legimel with yourself. It's a shtikel hamasa. The smack goes like that. Very doichik to kibshad. The other reason why you need three goyim, the shach wants to say, is that we can't go roiv unless you have a roiv de minkara. You have to have more than just like two against one. You have to have three against one. And that's a pella otzum. It's connected everything we've ever learned. No such thing. You don't need a roiv minkara even 50.1% against 49.9% is enough. And there's a rekivega b'nei shua. It's a lot like that. It's not Steve. It's for sure. But the we'll say the most mistavadik apshat is that this concept that of finding the lashon of the Gemara is, and when there's rabbim mitzuyim sham, we're going to be told that the rabbim found it. So the achrenim say, mashal, others say, that if you only have two, that's not a rabbim yet. If you have three, even if three against two, that's fine. Even 2 million against 1,999,999, also you have the right, not a problem. But if there's only two others, that's not enough of a rabbin to say that's for sure going to be found. Maybe no one will find it. I'll get to it first. That's not enough. If you have three, then you're going to be miyayish. Now, again, I want to be madgish. Rather, the Mashor says another svara, a different svara, is that because really we're playing with two different svaras. We're playing with the svara of being toila, that it came from a goy, because two against one, it probably fell from the goy. And then we're talking about, even if it fell from a yid, that if there are rabbin mitzvim going there, the yid was miyayish. Now, Numal Lachai should be tailored from a guy even two against one. So the Mashor wants to say maybe the two aren't so kavua there, but you're the balabas, you're more kavua there, so we'd rather be tailored it fell from you than from the two travelers who just were staying there for one day. So that would work against the svara being toila. Against the svara being miyayish, you have to say this type of a svara, that you're not miyayish let unless you have like a mamish or rabbim there who are zikha going to find it before you. Either svara, the nafka min is by a davar sheyesh by zimin. See, by davar sheyesh by zimin, I have both svaras. I could be toila, and the guy was miyayish. By davar sheyesh by zimin, and yid gave the zimin, you can't be toila, fell from the guy. Yid is giving the zimin, you know it fell from the yid. Just you have to come on to the svara that he was miyayish. So then you have to say that he's not miyayish unless there's a rabbi, unless there's three others besides himself.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. If it's davar sheyesh by zimin, even if they're all yidin, you're also going to be miyayish. Because nobody's going to return it to you because you're on a simon.
Correct. Also good. If it's a dover she'ein by simon, even if it's all yidden, the shach says that in Sivkot and Yeralev, by ein by simon, the balabais is miyayish, kamken kashachem, dorim imoy. Pashas, you need to have two or three. You have to have enough that you're going to be miyayish because no one's going to ever give it back to you. If I have only one guy with me, Pashas, I'm not going to be miyayish yet because either I'll find it, even if Yen will find it, he's going to give it back to me because he's going to know that it wasn't his. Must be, process elimination must be mine. But if there are a lot of people there, right, correct. By the, even by all Yisraelim, I would be miyayish. Correct.
So the other case before, when we had said one goy and one yid.
One goy and one yid.
It would be said wrong.
If it would be two, what was the case? Not going two yidin. If it were only two yidin and a dovah she'ein by simin, I would not be able to keep it because neither yid is miyayish yet.
No, but how's he going to get it back?
Because he'll find it, or the guy who's with him will find it.
No, I mean, there's two people who lived in the place, and you found it.
Right, but I wasn't really supposed to find it. I'm not supposed to be finding it, because I'm only a guest. The people I'm supposed to find it are the people are kvum, they are living there. So either he's going to find it, so neither of them are going to be miyayish, unless there are a number of people there. So then he won't be able to deduce who it is. Okay, so let's go.
What bothered me was, how could you say three is Rabbi Tzumshim? Doesn't more give examples what constitutes Rabbi Tzumshim, but the Knessius?
Good. But it just means that there's enough that there's going to be a lot to find it. Now, once they find it, they outnumber me, so I'm going to either be Miyayish or it could be Taylor.
That's what bothered me. I could just, Gemara could say three and above. Gemara gives a big rise.
Maybe three is Rabbi.
Say three and more.
What number would you like? 17? So why don't you say 17? Whatever that number is. So Teres is, I mean, the smallest amount. When you say rabbi, it means three. All right. Now let's go back, just understand what are we talking about? What's the case? Is the balabas there or the balabas not there? So if you look in the Shach and Sifkat Yud, on the first case, Lefiko Kamhaya Maska Lachem Hareim Shal Secha Achrain, the Shach says, Mayri Shabalabas Einu Dorimayan, the balabas is not there. Dimloi Kain, because if the balabas would be there, Hareim Shal Balabayishu Achrain. It would belong to Balabais because he's the last one there. The tenant vacated the premises and I'm there. So I'm going to be kind of with my chatz, or even without that. I'm there. Betoil, it's me. Azlina Basa Basra. I'm the last guy there. I'm living there now. So it must be it's mine. So Kochos at the Shak, it must be talking about the Balabas is not there. And it's an empty apartment. They vacated it and it's empty. It means he learned that the case was it's the seichel for sure left the apartment. And now the shayla, is it empty? Or I'm there? If I'd be there, I'd be toilet, it's mine. Must be the cases the balabas is not there. That's how the shach understood the case of the mechaber.
Even if I know it's not mine?
Oh, if I know it's not mine, then it's for sure I'm being moed, it's not mine. So it's zecher not mine, so it's the one before me. Right, but the guy who found it is not me. The guy who found it is the third party. The third party finds it, and he wants to come to the balabas. So it's going to be the balabases because he's the basra. He could assume it's the balabases. That's how the shach learned. Mamela is talking about that the balabas was not there. But he understood the case that the guy vacated the premises. And your chatz is not going to be kindness, mavon the shach. Like we said before, because on hoivali matzei, whatever it is, because it's going to odo in a mishtameris, whatever it is, you're not going to be kindness. Now the problem is, Dr. Chazdei David, Frek the Chazdei David, that the Loshna Mechab is mashma that the tenant is there. Because it doesn't say, lefikok im hiskir lacherim, past tense, lefikok im hoya maskir lacherim. He is presently being maskil lacherim. It sounds like the tenant is there. So the Chazi David on Tesefta Perk Beis Halacha A says it's talking about where the tenant is yet there. The tenant. Talking about the tenant. See, the Chach learns that the tenant already left. Now he's faced with the shaila. Okay, is it empty or is the balabais there? No, the balabais can't be there because the balabais would be there. Then it's the balabais. He's the last guy there. So what's the balabais is not there either. That's what the shach learns.
But plus the tenant.
But because it was medayik in the mechaber, the tenant was still there. Imhoya maskelach him. He's still there. However, you still have the diik of the shach lechayra, because the shach's diik would be, it's a very simple diik, is that if the balabas is still there with the tenant, still why is the halacha harehi shel soicha achrayin? Maybe it's the soicha. Maybe the balabas is. You have to give it to both of them. What's a safik, a munach? We don't know whose it is. But why are we giving it to the seicha for? Maybe it's the balabais. The balabais is just a yachas, just as much as the seicha. Elamai must be zok to shach that the balabais is not there. I mean, you know, the shach didn't understand. But the same hochach of the shach we would have, the mazi the balabais is not there, and it's only the seicha who's there. Memelo is lina basabas, and we give it to the seicha. Now that the ratio is very geschmack, very nice. But now when we do the seicha, and talk about hiskiru legimel akum, and it's a gimel akum, and also pundik, and the guy was meyayish, he could be tailors from a guy, what do you need three goyim for if no one's living there with the guy? The balabas is not there, and it's only goyim. The Rishonim say mefurish. If the balabas is not there, you don't need three goyim, even one guy. We toilet the guys, because he's the basra, and I'm allowed to keep it. Aved is akam is muta. What do I need three goyim for? So Rishonim say the only reason why I need three goyim is because the balabas is there with the goyim. And my meila, hey, maybe it's the balabas is. No, because it's three goyim. I'm allowed to be toilet the guys, and the balabas was miyayish. So the safe of the makaba has to be talking about where the balabas is there. And the ratio. The mechaber, the shach says, talking about the guy, the balabas is not there. It's not kishmak. I mean, I know it's my clerks are trying to learn up the sugyan. Some are trying to say it like this, some are trying to say it like that. But to have one mechaber who says both, the ratio, balabas not there, save a balabas is there, really doesn't sit right. So therefore, I would like to suggest, I didn't see this anywhere, but I'd like to suggest what you just was ma'ira, is that we're talking about the balabas was there, not like the shach. Why are we giving it to the seich and not to the balabas? Because the balabas is not his. Balabas is mine, it's not mine. I know it's not mine. It's from some tenant. I don't leave my stuff like this. It's some tenant. So it's either this tenant, the tenant before. So Azlina Basa Basa, give it to the last tenant. But if he's together with Goyim, then it's Harei also Pundik and he was Zichem Yayish, and Mamela it's all over. Excellent. And Mamela, now he ends up the $1 million kasha. What's Lefikach? The Rambam starts off, he has a whole Akdama, that if the guy is moid, it's not his, then it belongs to the moitzi. Lefikach, if he's maskalachem and he was moid, it's not his, it's just a continuation of the case, there you're going to have to give it to the maskachrem. You're not going to be able to keep it yourself. And he answers up to the guy. The Sma says, he jumps, what's Lefikach? And the Sma says, a doichik pshat. He says, Lefikach means that since from the ratio you see the chutz is not koina, because you see if he's moid, it's not his, it doesn't belong to him. Why can't it be his through chutz? It must be chutz is not koina. Lefikach, in the end of the case, not even this case, the end by Gimel Akam, your chutz can't be koina, whatever reason is. Now, I don't need this to tell me chutz is not koina. I saw chutz is not koina in Aleph, so chutz is not koina in Bay. I don't know what I need this line, chutz is not koina. What does it have to do that you. Even the Maisa, this man himself says it's doichik and tzaiblai sarachin on this pshat. This man said cotton test. But like, and the halacha lemaisha also as much as on the word lefikach and also said a very doichik dekab pshat. But like this, very geshmak. It's a continuation. And really, where's the Rambam coming from? It's a Rambam. The Rambam's coming from the Gemara. He had the same kasha that the Rishonim had. What's going on? Here we're talking about a case that belongs to Azinu Bas Abasra. Pashas, it means the tenant. So it means the tenant. Hey, it must be the Baba. He says, not there. Then it says, no, it's talking about a case where the Gimel Akam had also Pundik. Gimel Akam, what do you need Gimel Akam for? Even one Akam if the Baba is not there. Oh, no, must be the Baba is there. So Rambam had a problem. What's going on? Baba is there, they're not there. So Rambam said, must be the Gemara's case is that the Baba is Moida, it's not his. Memela, it's like the Rambam Hakdoma. But Madam, I knew this halacha from this Gemara. It's the only way to be miyash of it. Lefikach, it's like the Rambam. That in the case where the Baba is not, not there, only with the Yid. But if it's with the three Goyim, then also Pundik is Miyayish. It could be Taylor's from the Goyim, and the Melech you'll have to keep it. Alright, we're going to have to continue a different time. Agutavach.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.